So what I want to do now is look a bit more closely at the verses, these two verses. Look at some of the words and just try and unpack those a little bit more. So, first of all, experiences are preceded by mind, led by mind, and produced by mind. Experiences. So, I want to look at this word experience a little bit. Actually, this is Sangharakshita's translation of the word Dhamma. I already told you the meaning of the word Dhamma, meaning truth or reality or teaching. But here it has a completely different meaning. Just shows you how complicated, perilous translation work can be. The word Dhamma here has a very technical meaning. It could be translated as event. It can also be translated as thing. It can be translated as phenomena. So all phenomena are produced by mind, led by mind. All things are produced by mind, led by mind. All events are produced by mind, led by mind. But Sangharakshita has chosen the word experience. Experiences are produced by mind, led by mind, made up of mind. And I think he's done that because these other translations, like phenomena, can make the verse sound kind of metaphysical. Sound as though the Buddha is adopting a kind of metaphysical position, as though, you know what he's talking about is that the mind is sort of producing all things. And there is a school of Buddhism that really picks up on this, that everything is mind-made. Everything is mind. Mind is sort of producing the world and so on and so forth. There is something in that, but I don't want to. I think that's not a place I want to go, because it can lead to kind of headbanging and people kind of disappearing into their brains a little bit. I think that let's just stay with this word experience a bit. What these experiences are referring to are the various kinds of suffering and happiness that we undergo, which you get later on in the verse. If one speaks or acts with an impure mind, suffering follows. If one speaks or acts with a pure mind, happiness follows. So the experiences, the dhammas, that are particularly being referred to here are the various kinds of suffering and happiness that we undergo. And as I've said already, this is not saying that all physical pain is because of what we have done with our minds in the past, or what we will do with our minds now. So let's not waste time on that kind of discussion. The real concern is the experiences of human, psychological, moral, and even spiritual suffering and happiness. That's the real concern here. Our psychological, our spiritual state, our human quality, they're the experiences that are really being got at. So we need to pay attention to our experience. We're here sitting in this room, and our experience has a particular quality, perhaps. Maybe we're happy, maybe we're sad, maybe we're alert, maybe we're dull. Maybe we're a kind of mixture of things. Maybe we're kind of puzzled. Maybe we're confused. Maybe we don't know what's going on. There's all kinds of experiences happening. Maybe it colours even our whole sense of the world, our particular experience. Maybe the world seems very kind of bright and pleasant at the moment. Or maybe the world seems really dull and painful and boring. Well, why is that? Why is that? And don't say it's because of what I'm saying, that I'm boring, or well, maybe I am. But pay more attention to, well, what have we been doing with our minds? That's the whole point of this verse. Whatever experience we're having, the point of this verse is to say, okay, what experience you're having? Dull, alert, happy, sad, bright, dull, whatever it might be. What have you been doing with your mind? You know, it's so easy to think, well, I'm like this because of the weather. Or I'm like this because of what I have for breakfast. Or I'm like this because of what somebody said to me. No, what have you been doing with your mind? What have you been dwelling on in your consciousness? Pay attention to that. Look at that. What have we been doing with our minds, not just today or yesterday, but throughout the week, throughout the year? What have we been generating with our minds habitually? What have we been doing? That creates the experience. That creates the quality of the experience. Experiences are preceded by mind, led by mind, and produced by mind. So try to see how your mind, your consciousness, your thoughts, your emotions, your moods have shaped your experience. That's what the Buddha's asking us to do. He's trying to say, look to see what have you been doing with your mind, and see how that has shaped your experience. Whatever experience you're having, track it back. Look at your mind. How has your mind shaped that? Don't always go to out there, which is what we tend to do. If we're unhappy, it's out there, isn't it? It's them. It's it. No, look at mind. Go to mind, first of all.